He's a liar. Get him out of here. Get him the hell out of here. Get him out of here.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
They call me
DJ Ray.
The late night show is the start of the weekend. We play all sorts of drum and bass, D&B, jungle for the first part of the show. On the second part of the late night show, we play lots of ambient sounds or any irritating type of noise that goes bump in the night or any type of new age music that you hear on other stations. Only it's better here on CITR. Or any other case for that matter, if you're out and about and you want to hear something that is really groovy and stuff, then check out the late night show here on CITR 101.9 FM or streaming us online at CITR.ca. We broadcast right about after Friday night, Saturday mornings at 12:30 in the morning, just right after the Medicine Show hosted by Jason Lawrence. You can email me on requests or any drum and bass you like to hear, or any local D&B. If you are a drum and bass person that you want to share on the radio or on CITR, the email address is CITRLateNightShow@gmail.com.
This concludes our proposal. Thank you for your attention.
Oh, man.
What?
I really wanted to catch that football game, but I have to clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, totally chill out. You can catch it on CITR.
CITR?
Did someone say CITR?
Yeah.
CITR Radio brings you Thunderbird Sports on the weekends. Catch all the action and don't miss a moment of play with our live play-by-play and color commentary. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow, that's great.
And if you can't catch the game, tune in at 3:30 p.m. every Thursday for our weekly update on UBC Athletics with live scores, recaps, and in-depth analysis.
Oh, okay, dude. Okay, dude. We get it.
Dude!
Only on CITR.
The annual Verboten Music Festival is coming back. On April 8th and 9th, come out to Redgate, Astoria, and 333 for a two-day showcase of post-punk, dark wave, and EVM from all across North America. With four separate concerts at three different locations, this is one epic festival you won't want to miss. Featuring Animal Bodies, Girlfriends and Boyfriends, Void Mirror, Ganzer, Weird Candle, Fake Tears, and more. It's 30 bands for a $30 two-day pass. Pick up your tickets at Neptune and Horses Records. See you there.
What's up? It is Soul Sandwich with your hosts, Rohit, Rachel, and Tendai.
Woo!
What's cracking out there, good folks? We have a specially themed episode for you this week. What do we got in store for the people?
I named this episode Late Night Meal. What's up? It's like Late Night Show, but Late Night Meal. This is Rachel. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting live from UBC Vancouver campus.
Yeah, that unceded Musqueam territory. That's where
we're
at. You
said a little bit too enthusiastically for stolen land there.
No, but I'm saying it that we got to acknowledge it. So I'm just saying like we are, this is the place we're at. Not that it's enthusiastic that it got stolen, but that's that we acknowledging.
Cool.
You know?
True.
True. All right. So what do we got lined up first in this specially themed late night food episode?
So I was actually inspired by an album that Hamburger Helper dropped on April Fool's Day.
And for
Day.
The folks who do not know that there is a person who calls himself Hamburger Helper, what can you tell us about him?
Hamburger Helper is, you know, dude, he's got four fingers. What is this?
Is that true?
Yeah, he's got four fingers.
He's up in there cooking with four fingers?
He's got four fingers. That's it. That's all we got. Yeah, but you know, he's a superhero of home cooked meals in America. Was really good.
Right. Home cooked meals, that's what we'll call him. and so you were really inspired to start this whole episode because of a particular song by Hamburger Helper. What's that song, Rachel?
It's called Feed the Streets.
Really? What can you tell us about Feed the Streets?
Feed the Streets is the trappiest song that you could ever listen to, and it's about feeding the streets.
I don't know. We did listen to Keith Ape a couple weeks
back,
and that was pretty trappy. So you tell me it's trappier than that?
It's on par, you know.
Oh my goodness. Okay, we're in for a trap.
I'm getting excited.
Treat. All right. Trap Treat from Hamburger Helper with Feed the Streets. Let's kick things off right here. Nice and, you know, hype to start the night. I'm doing really silly rhymes all the time on my grind.
Get it.
What's up, Soul Sandwich?
Get it.
Yeah. Let's do it.
I've been in the kitchen, whipping, whipping. I've been chefing, mix it with my left hand. Water whipping and I'm stirring. Y'all want beef and I'm a serving. Water whipping and I'm stirring. Y'all want beef and I'm a serving. I stir it. I hit the pop of the spatula. I mix it, I whip it. So good you would think I'm a natural. Water whipping and I'm stirring. Y'all want beef and I'm a serving. Y'all want beef and I'm a serving. Y'all want beef and I'm a. Catch me at the stove. I was whipping up a bowl. I just came back from the stove. 5-star restaurant at home. I just dumped out that whole packet. Add the powder, let it simmer. I was whipping. Should be done about 10 minutes. Hold up, I told you I'm serving that stroganoff. Hot off the oven, it's molten lava. Hey, I get some more for mama. Hey, serving your auntie and serve your uncle. Hey. I boiled the pot and I dropped the bundle with my wrist until I got that carpal tunnel. Ow! I want tacos, enchiladas.
No.
I want pasta and lasagna.
No.
Boy, I got too many flavors.
Too many.
You might have thought it was catered. I fried them noodles like macaroni. I stay with chickens like cacciatore. Y'all just trying to talk about some people, ain't no competition in my category. Hey, keep that heat on me. I be in the kitchen, 350 degrees, homie. Hey, all these haters salty. I'm too seasoned, homie. Dripping down, I got cheese on me. Yeah, lefty make sure that we straight. I just serving up a plate. Lefty make sure that we eat. Lefty, he stay with that heat. Only want beef with the lean in it. I added the different ingredients. That's why the streets show me love. Cause I've always been feeding them.
So that was Hamburger Helper with Feed the Streets.
That was hot. That was fire.
That was indeed.
Well,
fire.
What did you think of that track, Tendai?
You know, I was really before when we listened to it before. You changed my whole vibe on that track because I was thinking that he was actually up in the kitchen making me some Hamburger Helper, and then you said that maybe he wasn't making Hamburger Helper, but maybe he was feeding them streets or something a little bit more illicit. So you know what? I changed my tune on Hamburger Helper. We're gonna need to talk about it once he gets out of that kitchen. We're gonna talk about it.
Oh, man. Yeah, see, I was saying that because I just felt like, you know, it's a clever way for him to, you know, rap about something. Everybody's like, he's rapping about Hamburger Helper. And it's like, actually, he's confessing.
I
disagree on that, man. He's talking about that.
Oh, we're going to get literary up in here.
Stroganoff, okay? Like, he's legit. He's being literal. He's as literal as it gets. Mm-mm.
You don't
no metaphors here.
you don't think he's capable of some metaphors, Rachel?
Or no, it's just all literal. Just
or you just
straight.
Think he's just
Hamburger
really
Helper.
Down to earth. He's all about
Hamburger Helper.
Feeding people.
Feeding the streets. Feeding them
people.
That delicious,
beef.
Delicious Hamburger Helper. If anybody tuned in right now, they'd probably be like, are they doing a promo for Hamburger Helper?
No, that is literally the man's name. Hamburger first, Helper last. No, for real though, what's
Mr.
his
Helper.
Real name again?
You know what? They have a couple of people on this, but they have like Bobby Raps and DJ Tip. There's like,
you have to say it like that.
There's like eight eyes there.
Oh, so is it like Tip or Tip?
Tip.
It's always gotta be Tip, I think.
Tip.
Do you think it's Tip? I'm almost inclined to go Tip.
I'm always inclined
think so.
To Tip.
So that's what Tip. We got. We had Hamburger Helper Feed the Streets. That is, again, not a product placement. This is the man's name. Our whole episode today will be food related. So yeah. Songs with food titles, you know, with food names in it, or, you know, songs
talking
that are about
food.
They're just talking about food, and, you know, it's got all of that today. It's got all of that flavor,
it's
all those
be
different
tasty.
Flavors.
Mm-hmm.
To feed the soul.
So, Rachel, we're in the mood for something that's, you know, still turned up, but not quite as turned up as that, because we're not going to match that. Hamburger Helper set set the bar pretty high. But we want to, you know, we still want to give some people, you know, something to vibe out to pretty hard. Hype, you know, still want to get that hype. So what do you got in line for us next?
I don't know if I got some hype shit, but I mean, I got some MF Doom.
Oh, man, I want to save that for later.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because I love that.
Let's bring in some Kellis. I know, you know, most people don't know Kellis, but if you heard of milkshakes, then you would know Kellis. But yeah. she's not just about the milkshakes.
In case you don't know what Rachel's referring to, that infamous song, Milkshakes Bringing Boys to a Yard, that is indeed by Kellis. And I never knew she made any more music after that.
She totally did.
It turns out once you make it to the yard, she's actually got more things. She's got more things for you.
She's got more to offer.
She's got more to offer.
So just milkshakes.
So what is that? What does she have?
So you know what? She actually came out with an album in 2014 called Food, and it's literally like all the titles are just names of food, and it is something else. Like it is pretty hot.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So what food item are we taking from that album?
We're taking some jerk ribs
to go with that hamburger helper. Mm. All right. To go with the milkshake. Kellis serving us up some jerk ribs off the album Food. Let's you know, drop that on the people.
Touching on the block, a nigga selling all this rock. I'm even selling to the cops. Working drop, drop, drop on your bitch with them blocks. We'll be right back.
So that was Kellis. That was Kellis.
That was nice.
Not bad at all. Wow. Mm-mm. Rachel, good find.
I told you, she's not just about the milkshakes.
No, she, in fact, she's about the jerk ribs now to go with those milkshakes. This is really good. This is like such a change from her old stuff, which, again, I've literally only heard milkshakes. So this is a vast departure from that, but it's very pleasant. Tendai, you were commenting that it sounds almost like old school MJ.
It sounded a little MJ-esque to me.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I could see what you're
coming. Very, very smooth soul to it. And,
yeah, lots of brass in it. You know, it had that live band feel of like a soul Motown kind of thing going. Is great.
Yeah,
it's got that MJ falsetto.
And does the rest of the album sound like this, Rachel? Genuinely?
Yeah, about really. Like it's pretty soulful. Like it's been pretty widely acclaimed. It's it was actually a hit in the UK and Austria, and I was like, why isn't it a hit in America?
And that's when we were starting to debate, like, do the Europeans just appreciate like old school soul music more than Americans? And
maybe we pigeonholed Kellis
into milkshakes. Yeah, we dipped our head in the milkshakes and we never pulled her out of there.
But it turns out you come for the milkshakes and you stay for the food. That's how it's going.
Wow, Tendai spitting the truth, man.
I am actually grateful that you brought that. I was so cynical. I was like,
Kellis?
Are you just bringing Kellis in because it's a food-themed episode?
She's
and I'm like,
more
wow,
than that.
That was amazing. So thank you. Thank
Surprise!
You for that, Rachel.
Yeah, I got you.
But, you know, we come in next with a Canadian sensation, and I say it very reluctantly. No, on this show, I must give Tendai and Rachel a little, and to the people who have heard Soul Sandwich many a time, you've probably heard my views on Drake, and I've become reluctantly accepting of the fact that he is indeed a decent hip-hop artist.
Yeah, he is.
I still have my beefs about, you know, this kind of sing-songy style that he's trying to do. And I still have my qualms with, like, the lyrical depth or lack thereof. But production-wise, so solid, especially recently. And, you know, secondly, like, the way he puts Toronto and Canada on the map, it's unquestionable. He actually... You know, he's done so much for you know, Canadian music, let alone just hip-hop, right? Canadian hip-hop, but, like, Canadian music as a whole. So now I have to admit, defeat. I used to be a hater, but now I'm like, I've accepted that Drake is an unstoppable force of Canadian pop culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do y'all think?
I mean, it's funny I think about that because I remember seeing Drake back in the... Back when he wasn't that big yet, like when he was more on the Fields train, like he's still kind of on the Fields train, but he's sort of delving into the trap a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember seeing him in concert here, and it's kind of funny to think back on it because he was such a softy.
He's still softy.
That's my Drake. That's the Drake that I still love.
You still love the softy
love that
Drake,
old
eh?
Soft
what
Drake.
Was that, yeah. What was that name of his album? Where
Take Care? Was that Take Care? Back
yeah,
then?
Probably
Actually,
one of those.
I think Take Care was the one I started. That started getting me into Drake.
It turned you on a little bit? Yeah, man. Take Care was a great, great album. I love that stuff.
Is Take Care the one that has... Because he did one that has like a remix with Sampha. I don't know if you know Sampha, but... He's a singer on a lot of sub-tracks.
Sampha was on a lot on Nothing Was the Same. Like he was,
Nothing, maybe it was Nothing Was the Same.
Nothing Was the Same had a lot of Sampha, although Take Care is like really old Drake. Take Care is
He had Chantel Kreviazek on that album. If you
want
to go. That's another Canadian artist from like 2000s. Chantel Kreviazek. What song did she do? I think she might have done I Want to Take in the Sun or I Want to Soak in the Sun. Do you remember that song?
I don't
song?
Know that one, no.
I Want to Soak in the Sun.
It sounds nice though.
It's
yeah,
nice.
It sounds
it's
very
nice.
Chill.
Yeah, that's old Canadian femcon.
Oh man, we gotta one day we gotta do that. That's gonna be a whole themed episode in itself.
Yeah.
But we got Drake with pound cake because it's a food themed episode. So how could you
we
not?
Gotta have that pound cake.
Yeah.
But before that, we're gonna
what are we gonna do? Play some. Let's get a PSA.
Get a PSA.
PSA
in there.
And ad to the people, and then we'll get right back with Drake's pound cake. So stay tuned, folks. Right here on Soul Sandwich.
Hey there, my name is Callum Ng, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We're an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
Like back in the old days, you know, years ago, they had the A&R men to tell you what to play, how to play it, you know, whether it's disco or rock. But we just went in the studio and we did it. We had champagne in the studio, of course, you know, compliments of the company, and we just laid back and did it. So we hope you enjoy listening to this album half as much as we enjoy playing it for you, because we had a ball. Only real music's gonna last. All that other bullshit is here today and gone tomorrow.
I want to let the people know there will be some explicit lyrics coming up for this song and for probably the next whole show, really. So, yeah, you've been warned. Content warning.
Yeah. After hours of Il Molino, a Soto Soto just talking women and vino. The contract like 91 Dan Marino. I swear this guy Michael Rapino's boosting my ego. Overly focused, it's far from the time to rest now. Debate's growing about who they think is the best now. Took a while, got the jokers out of the deck now. I'm holding all the cards and niggas wanna play chess now. I hear you talking, say it twice so I know you meant it. Fuck it, I don't even tend it, nation knows in it. I'm authentic, real name, no gimmicks, no game, no scrimmage. I ain't playing with you niggas at all. My classmates, they went on to be chartered accountants or work with their parents. But thinking back on how they treated me, my high school reunion might be worth an appearance. Make everybody have to go through security clearance. Tables turn, bridges burn, you live and learn. With the ink, I could murder word of my nigga Irv. Yeah, I swear shit just started clicking, dog. You know it's real when you are who you think you are.
I had Benzes for you, had braces. The all black Maybach, but I'm not a racist. Inside's whiter than Katy Perry's faces. Yellow diamonds in my Jesus. I just might learn to speak Mandarin. Japanese for the yen that I'm handling. International ho, that's my handle. My Saint Chunk on, light a candle. El Gran Santo on the mantle. Case y'all didn't know, I speak Spanish too. Shout out the World Wide West. Everywhere we go, we leave a worldwide mess. Yes, still rock La Familia. Says a lot about you if you're not feeling us. The homie said, Hov, it ain't many of us. I told him less is more, niggas, plenty of us.
Cash through everything around me.
Cake. 500 million, I got a pound cake. Niggas is frontin', that's upside down cake. Get them a red nose, they clown cakes. I should've never let you round cake. Look at my neck, I got a carrot cake. Now here's the icing on the cake. I'm just getting started, oh yeah, we got it, bitch. I done made more millionaires than the Lotto did. They made millions, Biggs made millions. Ye made millions, Just made millions. Lior made millions, Cam made millions. Beans will tell you if he wasn't in his feelings. I'm back in my bag. My eyes bloodshot, but my jet don't lag. A pair of Jordan 3s trying to chase this cash. Gucci airbag just in case we crash. Last night was mad trill. I'm fresh out of Advil, Jesus rather will.
Look,
happy to be here, shit that y'all want me on. I'm the big homie, they still be trying, lil bro me dog. Like I should fall in line, like I should alert niggas when I'm about to drop something crazy and not say I'm the greatest of my generation. Like I should be dressing different, like I should be less aggressive and pessimistic. Like I should be way more nervous and less dismissive. Like I should be on my best behavior and not talk my shit and do it major like the niggas who paid away for us. Like I didn't study the game to the letter and understand that I'm not doing it the same and I'm doing it better. Like I didn't make that clearer this year. Like I should feel, I don't know, guilty for saying that. They should put a couple more mirrors in here so I could stare at myself. These are usually just some thoughts that I would share with myself, but I thought, fuck it, it's worth it to share them with someone else other than Paris for once. I text her from time to time, she a mom now. I guess sometimes life forces us to calm down. I told her that she could live with me if she needs to. I got a compound, but I think she's straight. She supported since hobbies right before Wayne came and got me out of the back room where I was rapping with jazz over beats that I shouldn't have in the hopes for the glory. He walked right past in the hallway 3 months later, I'm his artist. He probably wouldn't remember that story, but that should stick with me. He always couldn't believe when he called me, you never know, it could happen to you. And I just spent 4 Ferraris all on a brand new Bugatti and did that shit cause it's something to do. Yeah, I guess that's just who I became, dawg. Nothing was the same, dawg.
What's up? What's up? That was Drake with the Jay-Z, and the song was Pound Cake.
Seems hot.
Cake, 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 cake. Oh, my. Ah, that was a pretty cool song. I actually like that little, you know, I didn't realize there's that bridge, or what do you call it, where it just goes into a completely different part.
Yeah, like rappers like to do that.
Actually, I like that part more, to be honest. Like, that was like, ooh, it's nice and jazzy.
Yeah.
Kind of had, I don't know if you guys know Robert Glasper, the producer. He's...
Tell
he's known for
him.
Doing stuff like that. Oh, one day we'll have like a whole special on him. Like that's
Is he Canadian or what?
No, but he's just a legendary jazzy hip hop producer. That's all you need to know. That and he's he's, you know, behind a lot of great albums. So, you know, a lot of stuff, but like all that conscious hip hop that you like, chances are he's
on it.
He's been you know, behind the scenes on it. Yeah.
You know, like music aside, real quick, I just want to talk about Pound Cake. Did y'all know that like Pound Cake was made, I think it was during the time of, like, World War II or whatever, where they or not, no, like, when they were hella rich and they just wanted to put, like, a lot
when
of...
Who's hella rich?
no one
was hella rich
like,
in World War II.
Context, bro.
No, like, dude, it was literally called Pound Cake because it was so heavy with everything. Like, it was flour, butter, eggs, and sugar, and there was so much of everything. It was, like, a pound of each, and it's, like...
Ola has a thing or two to say.
So are you talking about Jay-Z and Kanye after the World War? Or I don't know. Like, we need context here. We need context. What are you talking about?
You know what? I'm just saying things.
No, but that seems like an interesting
story.
So it's like, so that was like a sustenance cake. You know, it's like, it wasn't just, you know, fancy
like,
cake.
It's
wasn't
like one to one. It's actually called pound cake because you put a pound of flour, pound of butter,
pound
of eggs, pound of sugar. Boom! Throw that in.
And he
pound
gave
cake.
It to Rachel to give us the brief history.
I'm dropping
of,
that food intel
you know,
real
pound,
quick.
Pound cake, man.
That's what this episode's all about—the history of food, you know, told through song and hip hop, and you know, all that. So, yeah.
What do we got next, Rachel?
We're going to bring in some Canadian rappers. Ooh. Real quick.
I mean, we already had Canadian rappers already. True. I mean.
You know what? I keep forgetting because I feel like deep down inside, I feel like maybe Drake betrayed us a little bit. Whoa. Like, I don't know.
Well, he kind of put us on the map.
He's gone now.
Let's slow down here.
I mean,
come on. He's so far gone.
Those are harsh words for a brother, man.
Like,
did you see Tendai's face? He's in disbelief. He's like, how could you say that?
Betrayed is such a that's a big word. That's a big that's a heavy word. That's a pound. That's a pound cake worth word.
All right. You know what? I get.
I feel you, Rachel. I don't know. Like,
I get bullied every time I say this.
No.
I'm getting dragged right here.
I could have believed that. I could believe him potentially being treacherous, but he's kept a good low, you know.
He's kept a good profile about it so far. If he is treacherous, we don't know. We just don't.
We just don't know enough.
He's an ambassador of the Toronto Raptors. Who would betray us like in that role? You know,
he was the North. I didn't know.
We You know what? Okay,
he's planning to take over.
Unpopular opinion. Take it or leave it.
So who is the next Canadian rapper you had in mind?
So actually not Canadian rapper, Canadian producing group, Bad Not Good, with that Ghostface Killa.
Right. Right.
Speaking of Ghostface Killa, just on a total side note, you know who really sounds like Ghostface Killa?
Action Bronson. I knew you were going to say that.
Action Bronson.
There's been a whole beef between, speaking of food, beef, real time. Beef between Bronson and Ghostface Killa,
and they
like exchange like Twitter things. Oh, you know a bit about
Twitter beef.
I remember there was like literally like Ghostface was like he was gonna gut Action Bronson. Like that was like that was some scary ass stuff. Like I'm absolutely sure that like Ghostface is capable of that.
I wouldn't put it past him.
I wouldn't put it past him. But,
about Martin Shkreli.
Oh, Martin.
Remember, there's a beef between
Martin Shkreli. He's the worst, okay? Like, come on. Don't he's the worst. Like, you know that purple devil emoji? That's Martin Shkreli. Like, come on. He's not even the sad face one. He's the smiling one. Because he's like, I like what I'm doing.
All right. But we going with Bad, Bad, Not Good. Which song?
Food.
It's literally called Food. Is this off the Ghostface album, Sour Soul?
Yeah, Sour Soul.
Oh, snap.
But anyway, like, total side note again about Action Bronson. He was actually a chef.
Yeah. We're going to play a song by him at some point, aren't we? We should.
We should.
Yeah.
He is,
like, you're right. He's like one of the few artists who's actually a chef, a qualified chef.
Yeah, doesn't have a show called Fuck That's Delicious or something?
Yeah.
And like has like
you know
a cooking show on like Viceland or something.
You
know, like
people.
I remember I watched a few episodes of that. It's pretty good.
Damn. I must say, he's got a good gig. He's a rapper and he gets paid to put on it, like to host a show where he just goes and eats stuff.
Dude, yeah, that's like everyone on Food Network. Let's be real.
Yeah, and he just gets to be like, yeah, that was tight. Yeah, I like what that chef is doing. And then
he's like the next Guy Fieri.
Hip hop's Guy Fieri.
Yo, that's too much. That's too much.
All right, we gotta actually start playing music.
Okay, let's do it. So we got Bad, Bad, Not Good.
Everybody has half them.
Food. And then coming up, we got Ghetto Sox, our beloved Canadian rapper. Off his new album, Y2, we got some bacon pancakes.
Ooh. Mm. I love some bacon pancakes. Like, man. I'm actually thinking about that right now.
Seriously.
Sometimes.
Do
yo, I'm down, man.
Let's
I'm...
do it. All right, here we go.
I used to rob and steal, now I make food for thought. Fresh like the air you snort. I drop jewels, little nuggets of wisdom, seeds that keep growing. Pay my debt to society, so no more owing. Now it's showing and proving. Keep the body moving. Exercising the mind is scientifically proven to increase your lifeline, strengthen your heart. Eat fish, that brain food will get you smart. Yoga, deep meditational tactics. You know good than just practice, cause practice makes perfect. Stop burying the lies and bring the truth to the surface. Money is the root to all evil, that cash rule will have you out there looking like a damn fool. That's the devil's bait, the almighty dollar tree. Will have your mind fooled by technology. Make the right choice, no need for an apology.
and just now is the wisdom. Can't figure right from wrong. It's a tough decision. My vision is light, so come to me when yours black out. Follow the footprints as I lay the tracks out. He's a righteous God. I want the best for mankind. Navigate through this war without blowing a landmine. My light shine from the east, my brother. Verbally I spit, I'm a beast, my brother. March through the blackness, search for the ray of light. Don't walk barefooted through the grass, cause that's where the snake strikes. Protect your neck, evil lurks in the shadows. Darkness is best where the devil wins battles. The weak fall victim, the strong shine diligent. Gorilla, we gully, but man is a state militant. Superstars, our ego is so top billing it. Follow me, son, and I'll show you how I'm killing it. These wolves is vicious, a sign of danger. The changer, I'm about to pull you all through a chamber.
Fabulous fabrics fluttering, uncovering magical amulets. Raps is elaborate, babes out of Nazareth. Here, take my hand to lead the way out the labyrinth. Big bows in my pants like David Bowie. The slang I choose is like a kangaroo, baby Joey. Before the flamethrower throws flames, pay me, homie, or I roll up in your daughter's birthday with 80 ponies. It's a celebration. While you looking hella faded, I be shutting shit down like I'm renovating. You petty vagrants want a demonstration? We'll grab a Ouija board, have a seance, and peep the levitation. Diabolical dialogue of a diamond robber. The lives of my tribe try to call me Hiawatha. Sayonara from a Hyatt out in Iowa. Highest copters with a couple dimes. I'm sipping ayahuasca. In demand state, getting them Japan papes. Split your damn face, hit you till my hand breaks. Baking pancakes, that's what it's gonna make.
Baking pancakes.
You damn straight. In demand state, getting them Japan papes. Split your damn face, hit you till my hand breaks. Baking pancakes, that's what it's gonna make.
Baking pancakes.
I've been dropping heat, been dropping beats at your party. Been dropping rose petals on Mina Savari. Motherfucker, I don't need a Ferrari. I make tunes for the kids in juvie who wanna beat up Masari. Sorry, not sorry, no filter, no hashtag. Switch to Pilsner with a flashbang. A Mangaliers, rap Langoliers, at Cavalier. It's your Shangri-La banging raw, smash chandeliers, huh. Since before a shorty holding 40 ounces, I've been shining different, Aurora Borealis. More than talentless, me tour the Atlas before elements, plus a bad chick like I'm Corbin Dallas. But when I'm home, I'm honing my craft and known to stay a bit above like exponents in math. This is an algebraic haiku, 575 syllables for you to vibe to. Visuals in your mind, boo. In demand state, getting them Japan papes. Split your damn face, hit you till my hand breaks. Baking pancakes, that's what it's gonna make.
Baking pancakes.
Your hands straight. In demand state, getting them Japan papes. Split your damn face, hit you till my hand breaks. Baking pancakes, that's what it's gonna make.
Baking pancakes.
Your hands straight. What up? Shouts to Mila. Godzilla.
Saskatoon singer-songwriter Jen Lane has just released her new album, This Life of Mine, and you're invited to help celebrate.
It's been hard moving on.
Produced by Vancouver's own, the critically acclaimed John MacArthur Ellis, the new record is a testament to songcraft and the power of music. Spend an evening with Jen Lane on Friday, April 8th at 8 p.m. at Café du Soleil on Commercial Drive, and get a copy of This Life of Mine to take home with you. For advance tickets or to order the album, head on over to jenlane.com.
What's up?
And we back. You're listening to CITR 11.9 FM, coming to you live from unceded Musqueam territory here in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's like a lullaby.
We also forgot to mention that Ola walked in here with a swag outfit on. Like,
looking
had a
so
nice
fresh
blazer and looking all sharp. Like,
swaggy. Like a swaggy couple of fresh squeezed orange juice. That's how fresh you are, man.
Yep. Yep.
So
no
Ola,
doubt, no
I feel
doubt.
Incredibly violated by.
I'm yeah, so sorry. I take that back.
So I don't know what to
say.
No, that's a good thing. All right.
Welcome to the life of a woman where you get objectified.
I wish we had like Rachel objectification.
I wish we had like a thing that we could press.
You're gonna have to settle for me beatboxing. Yeah. We don't have a soundboard here. We're not one of those morning shock jock shows. All you got is that's all you got. You got me.
That's pretty good. That's not bad. You know, I wouldn't be settling for that. That's
what I'll choose, man. That's like first choice.
That's what I choose. First choice.
There we go.
First thing. That's what I order off the menu, man.
So what did we just listen to, y'all?
Yeah. So,
I feel like most of this episode is just laughing. All right. So first we had that Bad, Bad, Not Good and Ghostface Killah.
Off Sour Soul.
Sour Soul.
Underrated
food
album of 2015, seriously.
For real, yeah.
I think so. I think they should have been nominated for, like, not even a Juno, man. Like, sorry.
I didn't get a Juno.
So they should have been nominated for, like, a freaking, like, Grammys and Oscars, man. That's what they should have gotten. They need, like, all the accolades, man. Like,
I should have got a daytime Emmy,
man.
That one. Yeah.
Sour Soul. Did those instrumentals in Sour Soul alone, like, if you just didn't have Ghostface, those instrumentals alone could be, like, a soundtrack, like, to a really cool movie. I bet you. So that's why I agree with you, man, totally. Oscar, it's happening. Bad, Bad, Not Good. Oscar 2020.
2K16.
I can see that music being in some like Quentin Tarantino movie or something.
Oh,
you know, like
that Western
like you know,
I love that.
You know, 70 millimeter film and everything. You know, just like playing like some, let's say, Prohibition period in Louisiana or something. You know, like I'm like feeling it. Like cold night. You know, Mardi Gras. You know, bro, I can feel it, man.
He knows the Quentin's a listener. So Quentin, listen up. You know. Just make sure you get that stuff going.
Write it down. Pen and paper.
Oh my goodness, that collaboration, Quentin Tarantino and Bad, Bad, Not Good. Like, God,
that would be pretty insane.
That would be amazing. But yo, speaking of insane, because I never heard of this dude, Ghetto Socks, Canadian,
killed it.
Hip hop artist.
He's pretty sweet.
Yeah, what a pleasant surprise. We just pulled that off the shelf, right, Ola?
Yeah, we just like we have this weird luck where we just like pull stuff off the shelf, like the playlist shelf, and we're just like, oh, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and like it's just like some like great music. I think I've like listened to Ghetto Socks before. Also, I need to ask him why he calls himself Ghetto Socks. Like, that's like the most like. It's like half gangster, but also half like I just woke up in the morning, kind of.
I feel like it's about drug dealers.
Yeah, for sure.
For real, I think it's more like Ghetto Socks is referring to like moving drugs, and then you gotta put like money in your socks just in case someone wants to mug you, and you're like, I don't have any money, I don't have a wallet, and it's like the money's in your socks. That was some deep interpretation.
You got all deep with that, and then when I tried to do hamburger helpers feeding people with drugs, you're like, no.
No, he's just literally no. I'm pretty sure he's frying up that hamburger helper.
Why are you giving? What's with the double?
Yo, because he's talking about that beef strong enough, okay? Like,
and you think that's literal? Where's this man who's about his socks?
You can't give him the benefit of the doubt.
He's serving help into the streets.
I actually kind of agree with that, though. There's so many movies where I see, like, the guys, they have new money, or, like, you know, let's say they have to, like, sell some, you know, some, it's coke, is that what they call it in the hood? Crack
dope.
Or something?
Dope.
They did some dope. Yeah, that's what they call it. They put it in their socks, man. They, like, that's the first thing they do, man, because they know that, like, when, you know, they're
right.
bounced, or when someone, like, the police check them, you know, that's, like, usually the last place they go to. I mean, they usually check there, but, like, I mean, that's the last place you go to. I think I've watched too much of The Wire or something.
You just get 6 warning shots in the back, and that's it. What? No. Oh, also, is that not the truth? I didn't know.
Rohit walked out of the room,
wow.
So, you know.
Well, okay.
You feel it.
Truth. I like to think that, like, in Canada, like, it's better, but, like,
better.
Sometimes I see things that, like, I'm just like,
yo,
it's not that much better.
Black Lives Matter is
yeah.
steam in Toronto, isn't it? Yeah, Black Lives Matter is, like, picking up big time, and I think it's because yeah. carding has been a regular thing there. Like, it's not even, it's like, we can't claim any superiority that much over the U.S.
No.
when carding is still happening. In Canadian cities, especially mm-hmm. Toronto.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think also, like, there was actually, like, a black man that was actually, like, shot and killed
yeah.
there. But, like, I think it's less about, because what people don't seem to understand is that it's, like, not, it's not about the fact that, like, you know, he's a, whatever, if he's a criminal, whatever. But, like, it's still an extrajudicial killing if you, like,
oh,
shoot
yes,
someone
yeah.
that is unarmed, right? So, like, you know, you tell the people what happened, you know, you release the police officers' names, you fire them if they are found to be, you know, guilty of any misconduct. And it's as simple as that. But, like, the fact that people don't, like, the administration chooses not to do that is, like, the problem, you know?
I was going
to
say, like, come on, man, when these mass shootings happen and, like, a white dude is committing them, they manage to apprehend
yeah.
the guy. Like, most of the, I don't know if it's most of the time, but a bunch of times they've managed to apprehend a guy who's killed, like, 15, 20 people.
So far, like,
yeah.
white people as the
unless those people, like, shoot themselves, in which case
exactly.
the police can't do shit about that, I guess. But, like, but still, you know, so it's like, if they're able to apprehend a mass shooter, but not a person who is running away, with their back turned, that's all that needs to be said, right? Anyways, wow, this took a dark turn, like, from.
Anyways, ghetto socks. You can put money in your socks. That's what. That's what we could take from all this.
All right.
Back to
that was an important conversation.
That was Black Lives Matter, y'all.
Black
not
lives
all
matter.
Lives matter.
Straight.
None of that. Black Lives Matter.
I always feel like smashing, like, a CD into people's faces, and they say, "All Lives Matter."
I always get pissed off when people go, like, "Oh, all lives matter." Like, nobody said, like, you know, all lives
no, yeah.
don't matter. You know, it's like, this actually irks me a lot, because it's like, oh, you know, like, if let's say I'm, like, hungry right now, and I'm like, hey, I want to eat something, and then you go, like, Well, I am hungry too, and, like, everybody, and they're like, and I'm like, yeah, but that doesn't, I'm still hungry. Like,
I'm still hungry.
Take it back.
I'm the one who's
can't
eat.
Not only that.
like, exactly. You know, it's we're not taking anything away from you, right? You're not any less hungry, you know. But, like, you know, it's good to, you know, focus on these things, because these are actual issues that are affecting, you know, the world right now. So
yeah.
it's fair. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
I need to get off, like, the mic.
Preach.
So,
like,
preach.
Real
fire,
moment.
Right,
real
right.
moment. what do we have next, Rachel?
We're gonna play some MF Doom.
Woo!
What you know.
Get it.
This is what I've been looking forward to all show.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I was telling these guys, like, when we're gonna do a food episode, we gotta do at least a couple tracks off Food
yeah.
by MF Doom. Mm.
Yeah.
So what do we got?
I thought it was MMM Doom. Food.
It's food. Like, that's good.
Food. Yeah, what did I do?
So we're going to play.
Can you do the difference? Okay, so what did I do,
it.
Ola?
It's MMM food.
Right,
not,
and what did I do?
Food.
No more.
okay.
Okay.
It's too much. Right. Come on. It's food.
My
internet. Come on.
I'm just be stupid, guys.
No, I think you might be right.
All right. I don't know what's going on, so we're going to play a song, but what we're going to do is going to do back-to-back-to-back of MF Doom. So what we're going to do is we're going to play Beef Rap off Food, and then we're going to play Meat Grinder off of Mad Villainy, and then Bistro. So you know what's up. It's going to be jam-packed with some food. Let's do it.
waiting all day. How am I gonna do this?
Yeah,
man?
Don't wait for her, man. Don't wait for her. I'll tell you what, man. Come with me now, and you know I'll get you some lunch. I'll hook you up with something. I got a little bank, you know. No problem.
I hear you. That's cool.
All right, it's cool.
Man, can't you guys just wait here about a half hour, man?
Yo, I'll be back, man. I'm just gonna munch up a little bit, man. I'm pretty hungry.
Yo, let him come back.
Here you will find food for your body, as well as comfort for your troubled mind. I'd really like some soup.
Bread and butter.
Of course, my friend. What happened to your hand? I'm not.
All food at last.
How did they get there?
Regular storage procedure. The same as the other food.
What other food?
Fish.
Food.
Protein. Grass.
Go ahead. No one happened.
Well, the cop got. Next morning, I went to the store to get some food.
Bread and butter.
They arrested me.
You talk of the people's rights. The people have only those rights which I choose to give them. And that's for their own good, believe me.
I do too.
They disappoint me. They must work faster.
But the prisoner.
Ah, yes. The young traitor who is trying to turn my people against me. Watch him. I have special plans.
Beef rap could lead to getting teeth capped or even a reef from armed dudes on some grief crap. I suggest a change of diet. It can lead to high blood pressure if you're fried, or even a stroke, heart attack, heart disease. It ain't no starting back once arteries start to squeeze. Take the easy way out, phony. Until then, they know they wouldn't be talking that baloney in the bullpen. So disgusting, pardon self as I discuss this. They talk a wealth of shit and ain't never seen the justice. Bust this like a cold milk from out the toilet. Two batteries, some Brillo and some foil, he'll boil it. You'd be better off in PC glued. And it's a feud, so don't be in no TV mood. Every week it's mystery meat, seaweed stewed.
We need food.
He wears a mask just to cover the raw flesh. A rather ugly brother with flows that's gorgeous. Drop dead joints, hit the whips like bird shit. They need it like a hole in their head or a third tip. Her bra smell, his card say, ah, hell. Barred from all bars and kicked out the Carvel. Keep a hooker where the jar fell. And keep a cheap hooker that's off the hook like Marbell. Top bleeding, maybe fella took the loaded rod gear. Stop feeding babies colored sugar-coated large squares. The art peer swears and God fears. Even when it's rotten, you've gotten through the hard years. I wrote this note around New Year's, off a couple of shots and a few beers. But who cares? Enough about me, it's about the beats. Not about the streets and who food he about to eat. A ramen cannibal who's dressed to kill and cynical. Whether is it animal, vegetable, or mineral. It's a miracle how he gets so lyrical and proceed to move the crowd like an old Negro spiritual. For a mill, do a commercial for Mellow Yellow. Tell him devil's hell no, sell y'all own jello. We hollered krills, she swallowed pills. He followed flea, collared $3 bills and squilt for Halalville. If y'all appeal, dig the real. It's how the big ballers deal. Twirl a L after every meal. What up? To all rappers, shut up what you're shutting up and keep a shirt on, at least a button up. Yuck. Is the rhymers are stripping males. Out of work jerks since they shut down Chippendales. They chipping nails, doom, chipping scales. Let alone the pre-orders that's counted off shipping sales. This one goes out to all my people, skipping bail, dipping jail, whipping tail and sipping ale. Like the doobie till it glow like a ruby. After which they couldn't find the villain like Scooby. He's in the lab on some old Buddha monk shit. Overproof drunk shit, but who'da thunk it? Punk, try and ask why ours be better. Could be the Iron Mask or the Cosby Sweater. Yes, you, who's screwed by the dude on the CD, nude.
We need food.
Bed.
ripping off the beat, kinda dripping off the meat grinder. Heat niner, pimping, stripping, soft, sweet minor. China was a neat sign of trouble with the script digits. Double dip, bubble lick, subtlest midget. Borderline schizo, sort of fine tits dough. Quarter wine, order grind, quarter to nine, let's go. Ever since 10-11, glad she made a brethren. Then his last down, seven alligator, seven after gates to heaven. Knocking, no answer, slow dancer, hopeless romancer. Dopest flow stanzas, yes, no, villain. Metal face to Destro, guess so. Still incredible, in escrow. Just say ho, I'll test the yayo. Wild West style flesh, y'all best to lay low. Hey bro, day glow, set the bet, pay dough. Before the cheddar get away, best to get Mako. The worst hated god and perpetrated odd favors demonstrated in the perforated rod lavers. In all quad flavors, large savers. Still back in the game like Jack LaLanne. Think you know the name, don't rack your brain. On a fast track to half sane, either in a slow beat or that the speed or at the cane. Latter, pain, throwing songs lit in the booth with the best host. Doing bong hits on the roof in the west coast. He's at it again, mad at the pen. Glad that we win a tad fat in a bad hat for men. Grind the cinnamon, Manhattan warmongers. You can find the villain in satin, gongas. The van screeches, the old man preaches about the gold sand beaches. The cold hand reaches for the old tan Elises. Jeez.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
What's up?
Yeah, we back. We back. Soul Sandwich right here on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard two amazing tracks by MF Doom. We had to cut one, unfortunately, due to time restrictions, but you just heard Beef Rap and Meat Grinder, two amazing food-related MF Doom tracks. And if you want to hear an entire album related to food, listen to
MM Food?
No, why are you doing the sound?
Food?
There Perfect. We go. There we Killed go. It. Nailed
so
it.
So now we're going to end off this episode with an old friend of mine. Nelly Furtado.
This is my anthem.
I've literally not heard Nelly Furtado.
This is my anthem.
Hello, yeah. Hello, darkness, my old friend. We haven't heard her from Nelly.
For ages, man.
We haven't heard from Nelly Furtado in like years. So yeah. Like,
she's just AWOL.
Did she like have a kid or something? Or I don't know.
So,
I don't
she
know.
Also yeah. butchered the national anthem at the end.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I would also disappear as well if I did that as yeah. well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I got you. Yeah.
How did she butcher it? I don't even know.
Oh, just look it up. Just look it up. It's horrible.
She like super remixed it, like with like, like she was like
super remixed. Wait, what,
in the land of the free, no, it's the wrong song. The Canadian one. So what's it called? How does it start? How does it start?
Yo, we got
Canada.
Yeah. You know, like bad. It was so bad.
And I felt bad because there was like this indigenous dude with like a small flute trying to play along, and he just looked like he